Everybody, welcome back to the Parkinson's Association of San Diego Microcast Series. I'm your host, Jeff Seckendorf, in Tokyo, and now with Tess Lesniewski. Hey, Tess.
Hi.
Tess was with us on the, which trek?
Machu Picchu in 2016.
16. Yeah. So Tess went on the Machu Picchu trek with her mom, Elena. And Elena is one of the people who is in the clinical trial for the stem cell replacement for Aspen Neuroscience. So I want to know what you think about your mom being in this trial.
It seems like a dream come true, honestly, because when we were on the track in Machu Picchu, it was kind of like this dream, high in the sky dream of like, this is going to happen. Because, you know, it's just like you got a lot of hoops to go through. And then to like now hear like, no, I was chosen. And I knew she's going to be a great candidate. She's fit. She's super healthy. She works really hard. And yeah. And so it was just such an amazing opportunity to hear that she was the one who was chosen to get this groundbreaking research. And we're really hopeful, you know, like that this is going to be a game changer.
So the next piece of this is hearing from nurse practitioner Sherry Gould, who is a co-PI, a co-investigator on this research project. And this was recorded during our training hikes in Idlewild, California, just last week.
We talk about victory over Parkinson's, and this hike is especially fantastic.
Exactly.
Because the whole reason this series of hikes happened since 2011 was to actually start fundraising for just a concept, and that was taking a skin cell, making it into a pluripotent stem cell, and having that pluripotent stem cell be coerced to become a dopamine neuron. And we have implanted not one, but two patients with Parkinson's with their own dopamine-producing neurons in just the past 3 months, with more to come. As a matter of fact, on this trek, we happen to have two participants that will be getting that surgery in the next 12 months. So we are hoping that this is truly a victory over Parkinson's in every respect, that Parkinson's will go away, that people from all walks of life and around the entire globe are able to be implanted with their own patient-specific dopamine neurons.
Tess, I had an opportunity to ask your mom about the idea of being a test pilot for this whole program, and here's what she said. What's it feel like to be in the trial?
Oh, wow. Well, it's exciting, a little scary, but this could be something great, and hopefully will be. It sounds like it.
You're kind of a test pilot for it.
Yeah. I happen to be right in the right place or wrong place in the right wrong time.
So what about the risks? What do you think about the risks? It's experimental. She'll be the third or fourth person probably who's had it. Uh-huh. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, I guess at first I was a little nervous, but I feel like, I guess having a little bit of like a taste, a little dab of medical knowledge and applying it, it seems like a pretty safe bet in the sense like just, especially I love about it, it's like you're not having to take immune suppressors. I mean, it's your own cells going into you. And, you know, putting them back in your brain is pretty non-invasive, it sounds like, the surgery. So I think that the benefits definitely outweigh any risks.
And if it goes as planned, then your mom eases off her meds and her symptoms begin to abate. And it's kind of like the clock resets on Parkinson's, right? It doesn't get rid of Parkinson's.
Yeah.
But it adds back the neurons that have been dying over the years. So,
yeah.
And what has she told you in secret about this that she hasn't told us about this trial?
Oh, gosh. Let me think. Because she's pretty open about it. I think she's really excited about being able to be part of the research and part of, like, this helping other people. I think having the opportunity to be a part of it, getting out to the masses to help more people, I think that's where she's really excited. She says like, oh yeah, I'm nervous, but I don't think that means anything. like she says it, but she just, I don't think she actually feels that.
All right, so we'll have more from Elena on the trek. Tess, you're going home. You're not coming with us.
Yeah, I know.
Next time.
I know, hopefully. Yeah. But at least I got here to Japan.
Yeah, so here we are in this beautiful downtown park. And
I was prepping her this week. We were traveling all around Japan, hiking and stuff. So I was preparing her for you guys.
Awesome. All right. So we'll have more from the trail as this thing gets closer and closer. We're 3 days from the Kumano Kodo. And thanks everybody for listening.